만
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the newsline. Indonesia aims to play an active role in addressing global labor issues. Deputy Minister of Manpower Emmanuel Ebenezer Gerugan stated during the 113th International Labor Conference, or ILC, held in Geneva, Switzerland. Quoted from AntaraNews.com, Deputy Minister Gerugan emphasized that the forum provides critical momentum for the world to strengthen global solidarity in addressing labor market inequalities and transformations in the labor sector, especially after the pandemic, as well as in response to climate change and advances in digital technology. During the 113th International Labour Conference, Indonesia is prioritizing three key issues related to national labour policy direction and its commitment to global concerns. The priorities include preparing a regulation for decent work in the digital platform economy, ensuring occupational protection from biological hazards, and providing protection and job security for informal workers. Mount Semeru, located in the border between Lumajang and Malang Regencies in East Java Province, erupted on Tuesday, June 3rd at 12:35 a.m. local time. Reported by RRI.co.id, the eruption column reached approximately 700 meters above the summit. According to Liswanto, officer from Semeru Volcano Observation Post, the Mount Semeru remains at the level 2 or alert status. Given the situation, Liswanto urged the public not to engage in any activities in the southeastern sector, particularly along Besukobokan River, within an 8-kilometer radius of the eruption center. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu. Berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu kusyukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku, agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersamamu dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu. Mati pelukan di ujung waktu, sudahlah kau temani diriku. cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersama dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudilah kau temani diriku, menjadi. Istriku.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Kerinduan or Longing by Dian Piscesa. The song released in 1989 was created by a well-known Indonesian composer, Rinto Harahap. The song tells the story of a deep feeling of longing for someone who has gone far away. The lyrics touch the listener's heart with a story about love that still persists even though it comes in the form of longing. Well, listener, here is Dian Piscesa with the song Kerinduan. Happy listening.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quotes of the day. Anyone who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive works are like people squeezing straws for milk. A quote by Buya Hamka. Listener, Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, known as Buya Hamka, was born in Batang River, West Sumatra on February 17, 1908. He was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and a politician with great contribution to Indonesia. Buya Hamka's works include the Falsafah Hidup, Lembaga Hidup, and The Sinking of Van der Wijk. And listener, that's quotes of the day.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's sound.
Still tuned to Edited World Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener, it seems that Indonesia, through our Communication and Digital Affairs Ministry, prepares our readiness to be the bridge for digital development across Asia. And this was stated by our Minister of Communication and Digital, Mutia Hafid, in the Asia-Pacific Telecommunity, or APT, Forum Ministerial Meeting 2025 in Tokyo. Reported by RRI.co.id, the minister affirmed that with the commitment between the countries, especially for the development of AI, and also everything else, it realized the use of digital that is more equal for every nations across the countries. So, Minister Mutia recommended the forming of joint technical mechanism, and also which includes expert exchange, joint research, and database digital policy arrangement. And she said that Indonesia believe that the future of a just or equal digital future, and also the empowering one, can only be built through investment in the people, local capacity strengthening, and also international partnership that complement each other.
In life, we get lost sometimes, trying to belong to something that we're not of. So hard, we get lost sometimes, can't catch my breath, feel like falling behind. Hope gone, got nowhere to go, my failures echo everywhere I go. Hold on, face can turn around, we rise and fall, gotta keep moving on. When you feel alone, go get up again, it will be alright, go get up again. When you feel alone, go get up again. When your life gets hard, just restart. Sometimes trying to belong to something that we're not on. Hold on, things can turn around, we rise and fall, gotta keep moving on. When you feel alone, go get up again, it will be alright, go get up again. When you feel alone, go get up again. It's hard, just restart.
Karanghawu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliff that jutted into the sea is Nyai Rorokido's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawa Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo. So you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine is a fun activity on this beach.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Bersama kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum. Lihat kita menari, bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Bersama kita sebut malam ini. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Apa kata mereka? Bersama kita sambut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari, bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Bersama kita sambut
malam ini, bebaskan diri dari tegang beban setelah ku lalui hari yang melelahkan. Senyum senyam, kilau bintang menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, chemistry alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Salah kita sambut
listener, you are still tuned to Editable Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia the World. If you got anything to say to us, you can send it to our WhatsApp. You can save it, which is +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. And do not forget to follow our social media accounts, Facebook the Voice of Indonesia, and then Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. Remember to use double underscore.
tubuh saling bersandar ke arah mata angin berbeda. Kau menunggu datangnya malam saat ku menanti fajar. Sudah coba berbagai cara agar kita tetap bersama. Yang tersisa dari kisah ini hanya kau takut ku hilang. Perdebatan apapun menuju kata pisah. Jangan paksakan genggamanmu. Izinkan aku pergi dulu. Yang berubah hanya tak lagi ku milikmu. Kau masih bisa melihatku. Kau harus percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Oh, oh. Sudah coba berbagai cara agar kita tetap bersama. Yang tersisa dari kisah ini hanya kau takut ku hilang. Perdebatan apapun menuju kata pisah. Jangan paksakan genggamanmu. Yang berubah hanya tak lagi ku milikmu. Kau harus percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Izinkan aku pergi. Yang berubah hanya tak lagi ku milikmu. Kau masih bisa melihatku. Kau harus percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Oh, oh.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Namun siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Kini ku tak lagi dengannya,
Listener, after this, you'll be listening to a story about the ritual of Anak Bajang, which is located at the Dieng Plateau, Central Java. Stationed on RRW Service, Voice of Indonesia.
The Land Above the Clouds is the nickname of Dieng Valley in Central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of Dieng Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers has their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan gembelnya ya, gembelnya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu itu orangnya kaya, kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak. Harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini kok, buat mainan katanya. Nah, saya sampai kesono dua kali saya tanyain, nggak belok-belok itu, minta kentut sama ibunya, buat mainan gini udah. Yang minta gembelnya bukan anaknya, bukan gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu nggak bisa dilubah kan.
Our journey to Dieng village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java, was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in Dieng. But the scenic winding road with the green potatoes plantation and people residents along made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Dieng village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Bajang. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runce dari Samudro.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runce from Kidul Sea. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidul Sea. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan, dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of Dieng, who bridge our reality and the unseen realm.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are a gift from God. Dieng people believes that God always entrusts anything He will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the Southern Sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god. The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Harus punya tata krama ketika mempercayai bahwa kita dipinjami barang melalui perantara, maka alangkah baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara sehingga tidak miskomunikasi, ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napak tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Maha Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf, kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat. Karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang. Ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, setelah itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan, biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain. Sekitar 5 hari.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children had arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be paraded again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Ngalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared a banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Anak-anak gimbal. Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya itu semua dibersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus. Itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi biasanya.
Hair is a crown for a human, especially woman. It may coincide with the fact that most Bajang children in Dieng are female. The Bajang children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Alita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Alita sendiri yang minta dari usia 2 tahun.
Alita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Minta kambing 2. Dipotong di mana di Dieng?
Permintaannya umpama telur puyuh 1.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of Bajang children's wishes. There was also another cart with 4 colored tumpeng. Tumpeng is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau tumpeng robjong itu bahwa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada gembel padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumpeng rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikang-nikung kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Iya. Kalau
itu simbol paling
itu yang berwarna putih gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual begin, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight, and the ritual begin. Preserving tradition when advanced technologies invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of Dieng people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Indonesia.